Welcome, adventurers. You are listening to the Quests and Chaos Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/questsandchaos. Your support allows us to continue making this content. We're also trying to reach 10,000 subscribers over on our YouTube channel, where you can actually see us play all of these RPG shows. Plus, you get some great board game content that isn't available on podcast. Now, on with the show.
My name is Alondra Heilman. My pronouns are she, her, and tonight I will be your heist handler as we continue our playthrough of Keys from the Golden Vault. Tonight brings us the first part of Prisoner 13, our level 4 adventure of the Golden Vault. We do not have we do have a sponsor tonight. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Some housekeeping to get out of the way. First of all, I want to acknowledge friend of the channel, Nord Games. You can find great supplements for your D&D games or your system agnostic games at nordgamesllc.com/3.html. We used them to humorous effect on Saturday, and they might show up again in this game at some point. We are sponsored tonight by the Deck of Inspiration. We do use this a lot in this game. We have even started dipping into everyone's favorite part of the Deck of Inspiration, the DUI, the Deck of Uninspiration, when people piss me off and I punish them for it. You can get your own copy at shop.questsandchaos.com, and I've heard tell that if we get a very big raid tonight, we might be doing a giveaway. Leading in from the Deck of Inspiration, we have cards from the Deck of Inspiration. These are granted by our wonderful patrons to our players. They didn't use enough of them last time, so we still have a bunch, and I think we've got some more to come. So this is the handful that you guys have residual for this month.
Wow! So many!
And you will be receiving...
I did get mostly invisible the last game.
Oh, you did get mostly invisible. Okay, I think these were not correctly sorted. Apologies. That's right. That was... You did spend a lot of the last time invisible.
Endurance. Boosted regen.
Okay.
You'll also be receiving three more from our lovely patrons. One from Shadow Child and two from NGC457.
Thank you. Wow.
So please take a quick look at all of your cards if you want to read off the new ones that have been distributed and then divvy them out. Each of you may hold one card and the rest will go into the pool to be drawn from as you use those.
So I got here boosted swiftness. When consumed, your speed is doubled and your AC is raised by +2 for 1 minute. This blue potion seems to swirl around faster and faster. I definitely think that should
be our monkey. I was going to say, don't you want to see a monkey running around with 80 feet per room for 6 seconds? Because I do.
I don't. Yes.
Okay.
Guiding light. You ask for guiding light from the gods. For a moment, you see a faint glow in the direction of Prisoner 13. And you sense an estimate of how far away they are.
Papa, can you hear me?
Is this the only time that the players have ever gotten guiding light on this channel? I feel like it always goes to the GM.
I feel like we've gotten it once on this side, but it's so rare because usually the GM is the one who draws it.
And then we're just sitting on it forever.
I think we drew it at the arena.
And then I said, everything that you need is here. Give me that back.
Yes. You are very generous.
Okay.
We also have critical strike. Change a regular hit into a critical hit. You must succeed on the attack before using this card.
Mm. Very cool.
Hopefully.
Excellent.
All right, well, I have dibs on boosted swiftness. We also have vital strike. Reroll any number of damage dice in a single attack or spell. You have to use a second roll. Scarlet Minotaur. Bears endurance and boosted regen. It's a brand safe Red Bull.
Oh my god, I love that.
I think I will take a pop of the boosted regen unless somebody.
I'm taking Scarlet. I'm sorry.
That's Warlock right. written That's all right. over it.
It does have Warlock written all over it.
I need to find Sloan. Okay, well, maybe I'll take Guiding Light.
Cool.
Just cause.
Put it in the right direction.
I feel like we're gonna need it.
We might.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Okay, and everything else will go into the pool to be drawn from as cards are probably not used. We always have more cards than we can conceivably use.
We will use them.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I also have three cards that I am sitting on for this month. I have Surgical Strike, Elemental Reaction, and every GM's favorite, Magical Key. So I can unlock any door.
Yay! It is.
I still hold that is one that the GM should be able to redraw.
We talked about this with Thomas last time. We might rejigger some of the rules for GM cards, but not tonight. Tonight, we're just going to distribute a couple of bits, and then we're going to get into our story. We have 1,000 bits from the Baroness.
Thank you, Baroness.
Wherever she may be.
Oh. Somebody has to make eye contact with me.
Rules of stage combat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unlike some GMs on this channel, I wait for eye contact, or at least I try to. All right. We're just going to get to introductions as we introduce your characters, because we've seen everybody here before on this game. Stick around. Oh, late breaking bits that I happened to glance down and see, so I'll do them now. And 1,000 bits from Duke Fleeg.
Thank you, Your Grace.
500 to you. And 500 to me.
Oh.
Slightly less, thank you.
Trixie.
We appreciate it. All right, and with that, I think we dive right in, yes? Mm-hmm. Last time we met, our harrowed heisters were deep in a place called Delphi Mansion, searching for the stolen celestial codex that was a tongue twister and also possibly being used to summon a horrifying entity from the Far Realms. The team faced off with a hook-handed horror, a persnickety ghost, a milfy sorceress turned eldritch entity, an evil mage, and each other, before finally successfully securing the stolen tome and beginning the journey back to their respective home bases with the help of the ubiquitous bartender, Dave. So for our adventurers, once again, things have been calm for some time, each of them returning back to their daily lives. But for the operatives of the Golden Vault, there is rarely any rest. Things which have begun to stir in the plains continue to move, and as more operatives are brought into the Vault's secrets, more questions arise about whether everyone's motivations are truly what they say they are. It's been a few weeks since the Delphi Mansion incident. And in that time, Sloane, you have reconnected with Gemma.
Hey!
What have you been doing for the last month or so?
Well, Gemma and I have started a business together. Well, technically I brought them in on the thing that I was already doing, but...
Secondary...
Partners. We're partners. Yeah. And, you know, Sloane's thing is, yeah, they run a jewelry shop, but on the side, they work with cat burglars and jewel thieves in the area to acquire specific items and sell those items for a profit. So we have a four-tiered system. Would you like to talk about our four-tiered system?
We've got your standard gem removal, and then we'll melt down any leftover metals for you. Tier two, we can actually reshape the jewelry for you, make it useful again. Tier three, we'll reshape and also replace the gemstones with maybe some not as good quality.
We'll make like a dupe that you can shift it out for.
And then tier four, which is our most expensive tier, we will fence your items for you.
Without altering them in any way. Because that's the hardest to do. So we've been working on that for a while. And also, weirdly, like, randomly learning things and then trying to remember them. And, like, Gemma's been helping me with flashcards.
Sloane, your memory really has been improving in the last few weeks. And Gemma, you've had a pretty easy time of it. You haven't heard too much from your mom, aside from the occasional texts here and there. So you've just been able to settle in. Get in with the business and not worry too much about it. You do keep terrifying that one squirrel. He's like really getting traumatized. You tried moving to another tree and it's...
Why are you here?
Still there, yeah.
That was the same day that he wanted to move to a different tree.
Someday I'll just adopt him, but it's not today.
Yeah. So you are at the shop, the Silver Anvil, one day, probably sitting in the back working on your business, maybe doing the books, maybe cooking the books, and there's a little knock on your office door.
Yeah.
Is Johnny, I got a package for you. Were you expecting delivery?
No. Is it big?
No, it's pretty small, but it seems kind of important.
Okay. I drop what I'm doing. I open the door. Give.
Hands you a little paper-wrapped box.
Who dropped it off?
A rabbit?
Ah. Okay. I'm gonna put on some gloves that I have tried to tinker with and make them teleport proof.
We've learned our lessons from previous episodes.
Okay, thanks, Johnny. You're good. You're good.
Okay. There's another one. It's for Mix Gemma.
Okay.
I don't know why it was here, but it came at the same time. I don't know if they're
she's
coming.
She's gonna by later today. So
okay,
set it over here.
I'm gonna take my break now.
Okay. All right. Don't forget to lock the door.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you okay?
No. Yeah. No. Just the rabbit was real polite.
Toothy?
Yeah. Toothy. Thank you. Okay. God. Yeah. I thought I was hallucinating. Okay.
No. You're all right, dear. Go take your break. Get some tea or something.
Cool. As Johnny is leaving, getting ready to lock the door, Gemma walks up, lets you in.
Johnny?
There's a package for you in the back with Mixidrin.
Great, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Gemma, come here.
Is he okay?
Hyacinth. Oh. Yeah, with the... And the yeah.
We'll close the door.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
Okay, don't touch yours yet. Maybe. I'm gonna put on those gloves and start to carefully unwrap the package.
You unwrap the package that is addressed to you, and inside you see a beautiful wooden box inlaid with gold filigree. You've seen a box like this before. Minwoo has one.
Okay. I touch the box.
It's a box.
Is there anything on the box other than the gold filigree? Any other?
There is this beautiful filigree, and as you kind of turn around, you see that on one side there is a very blatant keyhole outlined in gold trim. That is the only thing about it. Otherwise, it's just a lovely decorative box.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna set it down. I'm gonna take off the gloves. I'm gonna hand the gloves to Gemma.
I'm okay. Pick it up. Unwrap.
You unwrap your box a little bit smaller.
Okay.
And you open it up, and inside yours is a golden key.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Putting the check on. Very nice. Okay.
Can I ask about the gloves?
Okay. Well, so I've been experimenting, like I usually do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see if, you know how things get weird whenever we touch things from Priscilla and we just kind of go and appear somewhere else.
Like one time? Yeah.
Yeah. But that was not fun. So these are insulating gloves. You know what I mean? Like when you shake them, you've seen it and it goes, that's not good. We don't like that. So these prevent things from I don't know if they actually work. I'm just testing them out.
So if they don't work,
then we're fucked.
Great. I would like to put the key in the box.
Yeah. You put the key in the box. You're going to turn it.
Yeah.
Turn it. The top of the box where all the filigree is swirls open. This golden light glows and appears. It just sort of lights up. And you hear.
Didn't teleport.
And you hear a somewhat familiar voice. Greetings, operatives. We have discovered the location of a great dwarven treasure, but only a prisoner incarcerated within the prison Revel's End knows how to access the vault. This quest, should you choose to undertake it, requires you to travel to the prison, infiltrate it, and learn how to access the treasure from the prisoner. Return this information to a dwarf whom you will meet, known as Varen Axebreaker, who will brief you on the details of the mission. If you wish to accept, you may meet us at the Scholar's... Oh, you know the place. Good luck, operatives. The light dims, the top of the box closes.
They never give a time on these things.
No.
They never are like, at 4 p.m.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, just walk in.
Yeah. They just tell you to go there. I guess they expect you to drop everything immediately.
Yep, okay.
You're right. Everything's
no,
okay?
No, I'm just, it's the, like, this. I feel like everyone all the time expects you to just drop everything and go. So, you know, it's...
Everyone?
It is what it is.
All the time?
Everyone all the time.
Okay. That feels like a lot to unpack, but maybe not right now. Okay. Okay.
Let's go for a walk.
All right.
Sloane and Gemma, you head out to head to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Risha.
Yes.
It's been a couple of months since that casino job that you were on.
Finally got the last of the glitter out of my firm.
Yeah, it's, oh man, it's been a task. Every time you think you've got it, you wake up and there's more.
It's like, how?
What have you been doing in the last couple of months to make ends meet? What have you been up to?
Mostly keeping low, keeping the ear out, figuring out, you know, I now have money, which is really nice, which means I have to be very careful about it. So there's little stashes that they can access all over the city. And they've been spending their time building up a bit of a whisper network, learning more about what's going on in the city. They've got their little birdies all over the place that they chat with now and again. Just getting the lay of the land.
Yeah, and there have indeed been some whispers that you've been picking up, probably specific whispers that you asked them to listen out for. The rumor mill is spiraling. There's been strange things happening at the museum that people have been asking a lot of questions about. The curator was sacked after a massive theft and is raving that it wasn't her fault.
I feel bad for about 2 seconds and then don't anymore.
Yeah. But, you know, you hear other things. And one rumor that keeps popping up that is a little bit odd and concerning is that people keep reporting seeing a strange tentacled beast that disappears into the shadows. When they go to look for it, the only thing they find is a rabbit.
The more that I keep hearing about this, the more I'm just like, all right, I'm going to need a description on this rabbit. And tell people especially to look out for, especially toothy bunnies. Yeah.
And that is what comes back to you today. As one of your contacts, a halfling who works in the market, but doesn't mind just listening in and reporting back interesting things, finds you probably as you're out for a walk, maybe doing your shopping, whatever that looks like, and goes, hey, Risha, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you know that thing that you wanted to... Want us to kind of keep an eye out for? So I heard, I got a buddy who works at a jewelry shop down the way, and he said there was a black and white rabbit that dropped off packages there earlier today. Had a lot of teeth. Like, not normal rabbit teeth. Like, weird teeth.
Hmm.
And I don't know if that's what you were asking us to listen for, but kind of sounded like some of the stuff you've mentioned.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Do you know what shop?
It's called the Silver Anvil. Yeah, it's down on the east side.
Hmm. Have I heard much about the Silver Anvil? I don't know if I'd know that these two were connected to it.
You would know that the Silver Anvil is Sloane's shop.
Okay.
You spent time there playing Three Dragon Antium.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure if the shop had been established earnest by then.
The shop's been longer than you've known.
Okay. So. Interesting. Well, thank you for this and slip over a silver.
I will keep my ear to the ground, metaphorically.
Much obliged.
Have fun with the weird rabbit thing.
Somehow not the strangest thing that I've seen the last few months. Strange, but yes. All right, I'll saunter off in that direction because if Hyacinth is making deliveries to Sloane, there's something going on and I want to know what it is.
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll me a perception check. to decide.
What? Dice?
Yeah, I know. In an Alondra game, even. Wild.
Yeah.
Perception. Oh, that's a 23.
23. Oh, yeah. You are quickly able to spot as you're making your route. You spot Sloane and Gemma headed in a direction that you know all too well, because you've spent plenty of time down at the bar hanging with Dave.
Oh, yeah. So I'll dart to catch up with them. If anyone's watching, if it goes from like this loose, easy saunter to just doo, and suddenly right next to Sloane's knee.
So that client that came in,
right.
Oh my gosh.
Hi!
How's it going?
Hanging in there, keeping busy. How about you two?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Pretty good. Business is good.
I heard that certain fuzzy friend made a delivery.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a job?
I'm curious.
All right, we're headed to
going for a drink.
The Sage's Quill, if you want to come along.
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right.
Don't know if Miss Priss is going to like having me along. She didn't invite me, but, you know.
Whatever. She'll get over it. It's fine. You're cool. You know Petey. You gotta be cool.
I do know Petey. It's, yes. Yeah, let's go get a drink.
Awesome.
Can ask Dave what he's been up to.
Yes, please. I want to know.
The three of you head to the Sage's Quill to get a drink with Dave and try to figure out what's going on. Mm. Minwoo, after the mansion job, where'd you go? Did you just head straight back to the village, or?
Head straight back to the dock, do some work, but I feel like at this moment, I just see Minwoo, he's, what you would see is an endless ocean of water. And then a head pops up as he walks along the sand, and in his hand is this waterlogged tabaxi that he just throws on the beach. Why do they keep sending you on jobs where you have to swim?
Oh my god, I didn't know that they could do that. Did you not have eight legs?
Yes. How are you the most uninformed operative that they've ever sent, and how do they keep getting you jobs?
I don't know. They said they needed a wizard, so I volunteered.
Oh, jeez. And he's gonna, like, plop back in the sand. One moment. And he's gonna reach in his pocket, pull out a stone. Hey, baby, sorry. It's really busy this morning. Just want you to know that everything's okay, and, yeah. Yeah, this was an interesting one. Yeah, the tabaxi, yeah. It was a strange one again, yeah. But all good. I'll send more over later, but yeah, thanks. Oh, God. And then sits back up and just sees ocean. Shit.
Do you know where we are?
No, as a wizard, would you know how to get us back to where we need to go?
I'm not that kind of wizard, unfortunately.
What kind of wizard are you?
This kind! He flings out his hand and just fire shoots into the sand.
On a boat!
I wasn't shooting it on the boat!
Think of your skill set!
It's not swimming!
It's not swimming, and all you can do is throw fire on a wooden ship?
I wasn't supposed to throw the fire on the wooden ship. I was supposed to throw the fire at the thing that was trying to collapse the wooden ship.
You confound me.
Look, man, no I'm just end. Trying to make a buck.
So am I, but I also know when jobs are appropriate for my skill set.
I can also make a buck.
Waves his hands and suddenly a deer appears.
Oh my god.
Can I eat it?
For the next hour, but you're gonna feel really bad.
Oh, okay. Starts taking stock, looks at the sand dune they're on in the middle of the ocean.
The tabaxi, like, pats around in their vest and pulls out a very damp business card with a golden key on it. It's like, do you want me to just call? I can just call it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Flicks the card, despite its waterloggedness, starts to glow, pulses a couple of times, and then you're enveloped in light. You feel that jarring teleport feel. And you find yourself in what looks to be kind of on the outskirts of a major city. Like right at that point where, like, there's, like, kind of the tree line where, like, the park or the forest comes right up to the edge of the habitation. Discreet enough that it would be a place where you might put a teleport rune where it's not going to get stumbled into, but it's accessible.
Look, buddy. Next time you grab a job, just inquire if I'm going to be on that job. And then we can hopefully not work together again.
Yep, super down with that. I will ask if it's you and I will ask if it's water.
That's a step. Thank you. Yes, use that. Yeah. And also spits up seawater.
Oh god, I hate when they teleport us. I hate when they teleport us, especially after the water. Okay.
Oh, that burns. Yeah, okay.
Which direction are you going? And I will go in the exact opposite direction.
We're off the job. You want to go get a drink or something?
Yeah, okay. I think we're at Varkenheim, so I know a bar, if you want to go to a bar.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
And just begrudgingly starts walking. Everything is still soaked as he plods through the gate, just like, hey, Charlie, yeah, nope.
Yeah. You guys make your way through the city. The tabaxi, as they kind of shake off, just kind of like starts to poof. Because they're still also very wet, but can't do much about it.
Shakes his mop of hair.
Yeah. The tabaxi will lead you to a bar called the Sage's Quill. You are immediately concerned because the people you see entering this bar immediately in front of you are wearing long red robes and carrying massive spell books. No, I promise. It's a vault place. It's fine. It's safe.
I'm not concerned if it's a vault place. We just got off a job. And I was trying to make friends here, buddy, with you to, like, just get a drink and know we're cool.
Right, so I went to a bar where we don't have to worry about anybody recognizing us from jobs or something like that.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the college bar? There's a college bar down there.
No, let's go.
And he leads you into the bar. Risha, Sloan, and Gemma, you all have tucked yourselves into a corner booth. Where Dave is slinging you your usual pitcher of whatever.
Thank you, Dave. Yum.
Delicious.
And Minwoo, as you enter, you scan. This is kind of a weird place. There is one table that is clearly a bunch of college frat bros, like playing some low-key version of a drinking game. The two red-robed mages are sitting in a different corner table, and there is a door closed that goes into a back room that has a sign on that says, no admittance, cult business, just straight out.
Wow. That is the, yep. It's a mix of vibes I'm getting here, and...
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but the drinks are really good and the bartender's great.
Okay, you know, that's a good conversational mediator.
Hey, Risha! Risha, you look over and you see Bev, one of your spy network. They're a tabaxi. You've worked with them a couple of times.
Bev, you're soaking wet!
Yeah.
What? Did you go out on a water job again?
They didn't tell me it was a water job until after I'd taken
it. Bev, you have to ask before you take the job.
So I have been informed. Risha, this is Minwoo.
Oh my god, it's Minwoo!
Hey!
How's it going?
It's... Hi, Minwoo. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I overheard Risha.
Risha, yeah.
Good to meet you.
This is Gemma.
Gemma, nice to meet you. Minwoo. Sloane.
Hey.
Hey. You know, last job,
yeah.
How me and Tamalok were talking about the tabaxi who couldn't swim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Bev.
Oh!
Hi, Bev!
You're famous, or is it infamous?
I've only heard that you can't swim, but I'm sure you have other talents.
I can make fire!
That's great! We That's always great need fire!
Yeah,
Right?
Speaking of which, I'm gonna go see if Dave will let me, like, you know, dry off in a back room real quick, because yeah. This is kind of...
I would like to prestidigitation. You too?
Please.
Great.
Just like pull the water out of the fur.
Yeah. One of the college frat bros is just like, oh, do you need me to, and does a shape water to pull the rest of the water out of your hair and just like sucks it over and like drops it in the drain behind the bar.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. Gotcha, man.
Thanks.
Stay dry.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, no notes.
But keep those lips wet, kid.
Yeah.
We got a pitcher going here if you want to join us.
Sure. Bev, you want to sit in on this one?
Yeah, come join us.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And I two more at Dave.
Yeah, Dave glances, walks over, puts down two more glasses, like, hey, okay, I'll just pull up a chair when she gets here then. Cool. Looks like the party's expanding. Great. We'll see how...
Sorry, who is getting here?
The rabbit.
Ms. No. Taiga.
Oh, okay, I thought it was the other person.
Do you have more contacts now? I was told by Ms. Taiga that she was meeting you all here.
Okay, we did it with that. That was not specified, so that's good.
Sure.
That's great. Cool. Nice. Tight. Amazing.
You sit down. You're able to get through about half a drink when suddenly Dave comes over again. It's like, hey, we're going to move to the back.
Ooh.
Great. I will take the picture.
cool.
And he ushers the four of you.
Clean up the three dragon ante game.
Into not the room with the cult business sign, but a different back room. Aww. You know that there are several here. There are quite a few. Ushers you into another back room. Waves the four of you in and then kind of catches Bev, who's like last in the line, and goes, hey, you should come with me, buddy. I got a great drink I want to try. And like does that like very bartenderly redirect of spinning Bev around, closing the door behind him, and the two of them leave you.
Bye, Bev.
In this room, sitting at a table, which also has a pitcher ready to go on it.
Yes.
You see two figures. One you recognize, most of you recognize. A tall, pale, white-haired elven woman who you, three of you know as Priscilla Taiga. And she looks rough. You know elves don't sleep, but if they did, you would assume she hasn't in a very long time. She looks tired and her skin is a lot more blue, that almost translucent, tired blue than you've ever seen it before. And with her is a gray-haired dwarf. Hair is braided back very neatly, very formally. He's kind of in like the dress best, if you will, for a meeting. Who also looks not tired in the same way, not as haggard, but definitely a little concerned and a little bit anxious. And they're sitting in this back corner and Priscilla waves.
Oh, good, you got my note and well, that's convenient. Fewer people that I have to go round up, I suppose. Come in, sit down. Let's talk about some work.
All right.
Sure.
Have a seat.
Go and perch on one of the chairs.
Minwoo, I thought you were up by the,
Yeah, no, that one was a botched job, unfortunately.
Bev?
Yeah.
Why do they keep sending him on water jobs? Okay, I'll have a word with the,
Couldn't the vault just teach him how to swim?
We've tried.
Okay.
I think next time we're just going to give him a...
Some sort of magical item of water breathing?
Yes, probably.
Flotation.
Little water wings.
Yeah.
Or a job on land.
I'd rather just send him on a normal land job than give up a cloak of the manta ray. So we'll see what we can do. Anyway, have a seat. We'll discuss work. Yes?
Yeah.
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 I imagine you got my voicemail. For the rest of you, this is Varen Axebreaker, who has come to us with an interesting proposition. Varen, perhaps you'd like to take it from here. The dwarf kind of like gets up to bow to you and then sits back down.
I will reciprocate.
I'll just pour him a drink.
Like a very awkwardly stand, like
sit back down. He like nods in acknowledgement, like not expected but appreciated, and goes, thank you. I'm Varen Axebreaker. I have very important proposition. You see, many years ago, my clan, Axebreaker Clan, has great fortune stolen from us by member of clan. And we have finally found the location of treasure after many, many years of searching. However, key to treasure is with the thief. She is only one who knows how to open this vault, and she has been long imprisoned in Revel's End, the great prison above the spine of the world. She has never before cooperated with our efforts to retrieve treasure, but perhaps now that we know where treasure is and all we need is key, she can be persuaded to exchange her information. Persuaded can mean many things. Of course, you understand.
I think so.
Trade information for what? If she's in prison, what she's gonna do with any share of the treasure?
That is the thing. I do not entirely know. She has no reason to hold onto treasure. She has no access to it. She will be in Revel's End until end of her days. But still, she does not tell us. So we think maybe there is something she wants. Maybe can be discovered, be negotiated.
Or maybe she's just, if I can't have it, neither can you.
In that case, negotiations can perhaps turn hostile.
Okay. Is that why I'm being brought on this one?
Priscilla looks, I think you're being brought on because you're here, but we can talk more about that later.
Okay, just...
I didn't think you were around. I was trying to get a hold of Stuart Shonery, but he hasn't picked up my business card yet.
Okay. Yeah, no, just... Keeping in mind my skill set here, it just sounds like it's a pretty, pretty big one.
It will be a big job with potentially a very large payout if you are successful. Master Axebreaker has offered to cut you in on a percentage of what treasure is contained within this secret cache.
Leans a bit more forward to that.
Risha looks very impressed and just sits back in their chairs.
Mm. Okay.
I have a few questions.
Yes.
Why did she steal it in the first place?
Because she is a terrible person.
Oh, okay.
She... Axebreaker Clan was very close. We run, you may have heard of it, Gontalgrim Fort. Great bastion of defense against giants and other monsters, has served as bastion against encroaching winter that overtakes Icewind Dale. But she was one of our best operatives, you might say. And turns out, was only working for herself.
Is there anything we should know about her going in?
She is terrible and very good at keeping silent. We have used both magical and physical means to attempt to gain information from her before was sent to prison. Could not break her. Had great power before. Do not know how much she has now? Imagine it has not all been gone.
What kind of power?
Magic.
Ah. Great.
What's her name?
They call her Prisoner 13.
Okay, what's her name?
We do not speak her name. She is dead to us. There are very few left to note.
You read it on a paper?
It might be dangerous to tell you. If she knows you know her name, she will know you have spoken to me or one of the clan.
Would I, given that I grew up with a dwarven person, would I know anything about dwarven culture and like speaking someone's name that the clan has shunned?
Give me a history check.
Okay. That's pretty good. 19.
Not every dwarven clan does this, but you do know that there is a tradition in some dwarven clans where, like, names have particular significance, and so if someone has wronged the clan, they're then no longer allowed to use their name. Like, the clan no longer uses their name because they are not worthy of being gifted one. There's a lot of other naming culture elements where you might stop using a name because a dwarf has chosen to give up that name for another one, where it's a celebrated thing. In this case, it's more of a, you know, rejection of that person. And not all clans do it, but a Gontalgrim, you know, is up in the high far north. It's a lot more isolated, and so there's a lot more of those older traditions that have stayed in place.
Okay. Okay.
So other than being, I'm assuming, outfitted for the far north, anything to know about Revel's End and getting into such a place?
Revel's End, largest prison in Faerun, yes. Up in far north, above Spine of the World. Isolated, once you go in, rarely come out. I mean, you can, but it's a long process. No one goes there who is going to be in prison for only a short amount of time. Is on the edge of Sea of Moving Ice, built as a, you call, a panopticon, can be seen from every angle, no privacy. You can approach it from sea if you wish to go into Luskan. You can come in by air if you have flight. Or you can travel by foot. Right on edge of Windbreaker Cliffs, so not quite all the way into 10 towns where you must contend with the endless winter. But, you know, still going to be cold, so dress bring your jacket. is run by Council of Lords Alliance, representative council member from each major city, sit council to oversee trials or hear pleas for mercy, things like that.
Okay. Hmm. How long has she been there?
Very long time.
All right, that's, yeah.
I mean, that was a nice overview, but how are we getting into
prison? Do we get
into
prisoners? Are they hiring by scale a wall, which sounds terrible?
Winter? I can give you this to start. Varen reaches into a pocket and pulls out a sapphire, big old sapphire gem, sets it in the middle of the table, waves his hand over it, and you see a map appear. Which point I will give you props!
Yay!
This is the map. You are shown.
What is just the bottom floor?
yes, I think they do it numerically. Start at bottom, work way up. And so Prisoner 13 has been there a long time. Do not know about Prisoners 1 through 12, but she is on the ground floor.
Now I see why I'm being brought on, pointing towards, on the map, the anti-magic field.
Hey, samesies.
Hey.
Oh, fuck.
map to start with. I have spent time around prison. I can attempt to give you more specific information about certain things. I know there is a rotation of guards if you are trying to sneak. Yeah, it's a hologram this time, guys.
So cool.
So high tech here in the Dungeons and the Dragons.
Sorry, you were saying?
There are guards that rotate around, have regular schedule, can provide you that. She must have key we need to vault on her, or no, be only one who knows location. Yes, so we must either get information or key itself. You can request meeting with prisoner through the governors, but I do not know if they will grant it, and they will observe. So if you wish to speak about secret dwarven treasure, they will then know about secret dwarven treasure, which preference that not know, but do what you got to do, yeah? The Axebreaker clan can provide some swift transit out by leaving ship at docks near cliffs, but we have been in before to speak with her formally and informally and have never gotten anywhere, which is why we have asked Golden Vault to help.
How did you get in informally?
Very carefully. Have sneaky rogues. You've not heard of a dwarf rogue much, have you? We have many.
I have a couple.
Sorry, you have a couple?
I was actually hoping no one would notice the wording on that, but yes.
Me not notice wording on things?
Unfortunately, everyone in this group is incredibly sharp. I mean, fortunately for me, since I'm hiring you, unfortunately if you're trying to keep any secrets at this table.
Fair. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting.
So, prisoners, do they just stay in their cell all of the time? Do they, aside from like going to, I imagine, the mess, do you know any kind of a rotation with the prisoners themselves? Do they go outside at all? Do they?
Yeah, outside sounds like a great time.
Outside is so much easier than this nonsense. But
not wrong.
Some prisoners taken outside for work duty, not this one. Too high risk. Stay inside all time. Leave cell, I think, for, you know, shower, mess, recreation, whatever that is. I assume up north, recreation is shaking fist at sky and screaming at Frostmaiden, but, that's what we do for fun.
That sounds right.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
Curse you, Arl! Give us back our sunlight! And she does not listen.
So what was she actually put in prison for? Like, I know what...
For this. Robbing us. We run the greatest...
Wait, did you put her in prison?
Yes.
Well, no wonder she won't talk to you.
Well, my clan, a whole clan, put her in prison.
Yeah, no wonder she won't talk to the clan.
Look, dwarves have long family lineage and loyalty. We thought maybe we could appeal. Turns out she does not have any sensibility for her people.
Well, when you refuse to speak her name, yeah, I wouldn't have any sensibility.
We refused to speak her name after she refused to speak to us. Do not make judgments about our culture.
I don't know my own culture. I don't give a shit about anyone else's.
Okay, so we're bringing it back down. I just want to know, what is your ideal situation? What would you love to have happen?
She gives us key with little fuss. We regain whatever is left of treasure that she has not used. And we put all this behind us.
And what are you willing to give her to make that happen? Because she's not just gonna pull that out of her ass.
This is the thing. We do not know. We do not know what she wants. So we do not know what to offer. She will not speak to anyone. She has not made counteroffer.
What are our like extreme terms here, though? Are we talking prison break? Are you willing for that? Getting her out? Are you willing to?
I was thinking the same.
I think freedom? That's the question. Like, what are you willing to put on the table for negotiation with her?
Here is the thing. She will not be accepted back. Even if I grant her passage back to Clan will not accept her after what she has done. If she wants to be broken out and you want to break her out and tell her to go set up shop down in Chult or something, do not care. We will not come after her. In that case, if that is what she wants. She has never made any attempt to appeal sentence. She has never gone before governors. She just seems to be fine.
Okay, so you're fine with whatever happens to her?
Yes.
As long as we don't offer that she can come back to the clan. That's off the table. That's the only thing that we can't give her.
You can try, if that is what she wants, you can bring back to us and we can negotiate. But I can tell you, most of clan will not go for it.
Okay. So it's either you want us to go in and see if she'll talk to us and then come back and talk to you. Or you want us, see here's my thing, is I don't really want to go up to bumfuck nowhere, my apologies.
No, it's twice. Pretty bad. It was bad before Frost Maiden cast Eternal Winter, and it just got worse from there.
Okay, well, I'm glad we can agree. But I don't want to go to bumfuck Revel's End twice, if I can help it. So my thought is...
We will have agent there with you from Axebreaker Clan to help. Like, you do not have to come all the way back here to talk to me.
Okay.
You will be able to meet Bethra. Bethra. Who can speak on behalf of clan if you need to make negotiations.
Okay.
I also assume that Golden Vault will give you some element of leverage or have some contact. Yes, Miss Tega? Priscilla sort of nods vaguely. Of course, we always have something.
Okay. All right. So the only thing that's off the table that probably won't happen is getting her back in the clan, which she probably doesn't want anyway.
I get the impression she is not interested in that anyway.
What about sharing the treasure with her? Allowing her, if we break her out, giving her a portion of the treasure so she could set herself up and not bother you any time ever again.
You can't tell... I will put that on table. You cannot tell Bethra.
Okay.
How's that? I can hide it, make it seem like it was part of your cut, make it seem like there was less there, something, right? So that clan does not have to know. Would really prefer not to. Again, cannot emphasize how much she absolutely shafted, like, thousands of people by stealing our entire treasure while we were in the middle of a war. But, like...
That's a pretty shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty bad. Also, lots of people died in process of her trying to, like, form coup, steal treasure. I'm just saying, lots of bad blood.
No, that totally makes sense. I'm just trying to get a lay of the land here. I'm not as familiar with the Axebreaker clan.
Of course. No, we are pretty isolated, so understandable.
Okay. Do we have any more questions?
I will put you in touch with Bethra, who can help you know more about setup of prison. She has been scouting.
Transportation. Minwoo mentioned gear. Mm.
That's going to have to be for Miss Taiga. We can help get you on ship up there. Take about 3 days, unless you have faster travel available. And we can help get you out.
Can everyone swim?
Yeah.
I don't like to, but yeah.
Okay. Don't worry, we won't be offering Bev this one.
Poor Bev.
Just the entire time, Minwoo's just kind of been eyeing up and down Mr. Averin. May I make an insight check, see if
he's
just on the level with what he's saying?
Absolutely.
What'd you get?
Nat one.
Beautiful.
You're really distracted by his very cool, like, beard jewelry, the, like, clips that he's got in and things like that, and you just forget to, like, make eye contact to try to read his face.
Are those actually an entwined, or are they, like, clip on?
Oh, some of both. You see, these ones here, we take off, and then you can separate out so that you can keep main braids, but then you can rearrange depending on occasion, yeah?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't... Like, I kind of get a bit of a scruff, but nothing to your volume.
No, I've been cultivating this for hundreds of years. Takes a very long time. If you ever do grow a beard, I can recommend very good beard oil.
Hey, that'd be helpful.
All right. Do we have any more questions for Master Axebreaker before we get down to the part where you inevitably try to shake me down for as much gear and cash as I have available in my resources?
What did you guys do to her last time?
I haven't done nothing to her. I don't know what you're talking about. I always ask Petey. Petey's my guy.
Petey's a good guy.
Petey is great.
I don't think so. None that I can think of. I think we've got quite a lot of information now.
Yeah.
And I think we just gotta make decisions. So, yeah. Nice to meet you, Mr. Axebreaker.
Nice to meet you. I do appreciate you hearing out our cause, and again, do understand if you choose not to take job. Job is very difficult, but Ms. Tega assures me you are some of most excellent operatives of Golden Vault, and we have high hopes that you could perhaps achieve what we have failed to do.
We will certainly endeavor to do our best.
He, again, like, stands up, fully bows, turns specifically to Priscilla, bows, makes a weird little, like, genuflection of some sort in her direction, which she almost rolls her eyes at, and then turns and heads for the door. I will leave you all to discuss amongst yourselves. I will be at the bar talking to very handsome bartender until you need me.
Dave is awesome. Just tell him, like, what your vibe is, and he'll get you the right drink.
Get the thumbs up, and he leaves the room.
I would like to refill Priscilla's drink.
Yeah, what
and
is
then
it?
Just, are you okay?
Are you doing all right?
Are you okay?
You look very tired.
I'm terribly sorry. It's been... The last job I was on was a lot. So we should work out the details of this, because I still have to go do a lot of paperwork.
So do you own the bunny, or does the bunny own you? By the way, hi, I'm Min Woo.
Hello, your wife says hi.
Immediately looking at Min Woo like...
There's a pause. Is she okay, or...?
She's fine. Your family is very kind, even to strangers who probably don't deserve it, and one good turn deserves another. There was a bit of a problem. It won't touch your family.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about, I'm sorry. I know that sounds terribly ominous and threatening. It was coincidental, and I knew that there was a connection to an operative in the area, so I made sure to check in. Yeah, didn't realize I was going to be seeing you so soon, but... convenient.
No, they're good people. So, glad that my wife is teaching our daughter things right.
It was a lovely time, and I wish I could have enjoyed it recreationally instead of on business. Like I said, lots of paperwork. How are we feeling about this job? I recognize it's a bit different than the usual, and a little bit higher stakes, and probably just about as much information as we ever have on these things, so...
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, we're not going to try to break into the unbreakable prison, right? Like, that's just...
Breaking in's usually not the problem. It's breaking out that's generally the issue.
Yeah, I may be covered in fur, but I don't want to stay in a frozen hellscape the rest of my life.
No, definitely don't recommend.
That sounds terrible. Mm-hmm, So do we try the direct approach? Do we try to just go in and say, hi, we want to talk to Prisoner 13?
That sounds like a start.
I mean, if we can, just negotiate our way through by being like, hey.
The thing is, we got to appeal first for an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have somebody watching the whole time.
I don't quite remember who's done what so far on our last few jobs for the rest of you, but I do know that we have a handful of groups that have had great success with just, you know, going in as the caterers or something equivalent. There's a whole parcel of employees there, you know, guards, cooks, laundry workers, things like that, that are allowed to go in and out, general
so
staff.
So they are hiring.
Probably, honestly, who wants to, like, who applies for a job in Icewind Dale
us,
is
apparently.
Really the question. But I mean, that might be a possibility. I only say that because I know some of you are particularly good at, you know, being sneaky and deceptive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, how did your mother get my personal number? Because she's been texting me cocktail recipes.
She probably pulled it off of mine. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just curious if you would talk. No. Quite all right. I'll introduce her to my father sometime. They'll get along like a house on fire. Quite literally, possibly.
Oh, no survivors.
My father usually doesn't leave any. It's too much of a mess.
Ooh, wow, I don't think we have time to unpack that.
Which part?
All of it.
Cool.
So the shakedown.
Yes, you will be provided with appropriate warm clothing, okay, with protective layers inside of it, all of that. If you need access to equipment, you're mostly going to be on your own, I understand. Several of you have had very good payouts from the last few jobs, so hopefully you can manage that yourselves. We're a little bit stretched thin since the incident, so that's why I'm doing paperwork. I can't really talk about it yet. It's still non-disclosure.
All right.
Okay. I mean, where do we go to apply to? I've never worked a day in my life.
No, I'm just kidding. Walk-ups? You know, do I just show up, resume in hand?
Or just show up and be like, we got hired back in whatever town they do hiring in. Who's going to check?
Well, in addition to Master Arxbreaker's contact, we do have, I think, one Golden Vault operative active in 10 towns. I don't know if she's even accessible because of the whole Eternal Winter situation. And hopefully you won't have to go as far as 10 towns, but I can try to get you in contact with her. Imdra Arlageth, she's the captain of the guard in one of them. I don't remember which one. Haven't worked with her in years. Again, endless winter. Sort of cut off communications.
How long has Assembles Winter been?
Very long time.
Oh. So far. Endless.
I mean, it had a beginning.
Presumably, because people remember a time from before.
See if Priscilla remembers when the Endless Winter began. She's very tired. She does not. She's like, it's been a long time.
And, yes. Okay.
Well, I guess we should get going.
I guess the real question for all of you is, would you like to take a nice scenic boat trip up the Sword Coast, or shall I leave you with some of these? And she pulls out a handful of the business cards.
Those, definitely those. For sure those.
Both?
I mean, there's no reason why we couldn't take the boat up and then have one of those available for high get us out of here fast.
Just remember that there is an anti-magic field inside Revel's End, so you'll have to be outside of it in order to activate.
Okay. Only as long as it doesn't short out the card we have to pass through.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think all of Revel's End is anti-magic, but a good portion of it is, so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's take those then for later, and then take the boat up the coast, and we can plan on our way.
Yeah.
Sure.
Does that sound good?
Seems reasonable.
Excellent. Right, anything else that I can provide you with?
You could, yeah, I mean, I know elves don't sleep, but you could get some rest.
Working on that. Yes.
You know, Johnny's very good at paperwork, too.
Johnny is very good at paperwork. He does our books all the time.
Do you want me to induct Johnny into the Golden Vault, given the kinds of missions you've been sent on, Mix Citron?
No, definitely not. Unless he's just a paper pusher. And then you can have him. Sometimes. On Fridays.
You've got to have some paper pushers in there.
That's usually what people aspire to be promoted to in our line of work.
So you start off as the field agent, and then you move your way up to the handler, and then you move your way up into the paper pusher.
Yes, precisely.
Mm.
Okay, well then never mind. Johnny is far too precious for that.
No, and I already tried to snipe Petey and he turned me down.
Of course he did!
He's had several very good offers out in the streets.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't imagine he has any need for the likes of us. Right, well, if you all seem willing and set, then I suppose I shall send you off on your merry way. Master Axebreaker will probably be being royally entertained by Dave and can get you on a ship as early as tomorrow morning. Possibly sooner if you want to leave sooner than that, but I assume you might want time to go pack and whatever else it is you need to do.
I'm packed already.
It is a very convenient thing, isn't it?
Carrying
your entire house with you.
Not packed, so...
I would prefer an evening to wrap up a couple things.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, then perhaps we all split our separate ways, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Excellent.
Very good. Manuel, are you from around here?
Oh, yeah, I got a small place in the...
Okay. Okay, so you're good. You don't need, like, a place to stay?
No, I'm
anything
good.
Like that?
I'm okay. Good. Just all right. Drop some stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
And I guess as we're leaving, there'll be like a moment, turns back. Do they look okay? Is everything?
Oh, yes, they're wonderful. I imagine your daughter's a lot taller than the last time you saw her. I wish I could have brought them here, but...
No.
It didn't seem safe.
That is a wise call.
I know that when you were recruited, at least according to your file, it was mostly out of concern for making sure that they were cared for and getting out from a bad deal. But I think you're a good person at heart.
Takes that in. Miss Tiger. Light bow and leaves.
You all have the evening to prepare and get your things ready to set off to Revel's End. And while it is a little earlier than usual, I feel like this is a nice natural point at which we can take a quick break.
Hey!
So, we are going to take just oh so brief of a break so that five people can use one bathroom, stick around, watch our patron roll, and see all the cool people who help support what we do, and we will be back very soon to go to the snowy prison in the middle of nowhere and find a terrible dwarf.
Huzzah!
Oh boy.
This podcast is supported by our Patreons, and we would like to give them a heartfelt thanks, starting Duke Fleeg and He Who Shall Not Be Named. Our inspiration, Middle Management, is a force to be reckoned with, featuring Lady Bedivere, Ben Sleslowski, Anonymous Dragon, Cheesecake Fries, Slyly Tove, Jen W., Paul, and Seth Jones. Our inspired patrons include Adam, Andreas, Jeremy, Jay Matthews, Reoccurring Dream, Cody, Lee, Megan Krantz, Red Dead, Coquette, Robbie Nowell, The Baroness, and The Apollyon. And a big thank you to all of the guild members out there. It truly means a lot to us that you have joined our Patreon. Not everyone has the means to support us financially, and that is okay. If you could, please share our content with anyone who might enjoy it. Until next time, keep the chaos alive. Is that a tagline?